Away from that, Vice President Kwesi Mizaata has opened this year's command control communications, computers, intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, and African Homeland Security Conference, an exhibition being hosted by the Ghana Army in Accra. He said threats from non-state actors have made it essential for nation states to share experiences so that they can identify the right policies and integrate systems to achieve success without burdening their increasingly constrained budgets.
The two-day conference will discuss topics such as C4ISR capabilities to troops participating in peace support operations, establishing a maritime security system in West Africa, and fighting terrorism, and especially learning the proper lessons from operations against Boko Haram. Vice President Mizaata said these are very relevant issues that will deepen the understanding of C4ISR and expose any weakness in existing policies and doctrines.
This conference is particularly relevant because of the transnational threats currently facing our nations. The C4ISR certainly enhances the ability of our forces to succeed in these assignments. Threats from non-state actors, such as terrorists and insurgents, have made it necessary for nation states to share experiences so that they can identify the right policies and integrate their systems to achieve success without burdening our economies, our increasingly constrained budgets. You are participating in this conference so that it will offer great insights into senior level decision making, especially in the networking and information sharing. These are opportunities that will generate benefits for all of us.
The Chief of the Army Staff, Major General Richard Opokwedu, called for collaboration in containing emerging security threats. This is because recent events and security operations have shown that joint military efforts are imperative in confronting a common enemy that seeks to undermine the security of nations.
We deem it very important to associate with a conference that seeks collaboration among defense and homeland security professionals to integrate intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capabilities with tactical and operational assets in order to achieve control over a spectrum of defense, terrorist threats, and transnational crimes. These, among others, are the issues facing security managers, and any mode to find a common platform to discuss solutions is in the right direction. We live in an age of uncertainty. Everywhere, the status quo is being challenged, and the assumptions made in the past to shape our views of global security have been called into question.
A number of military hardware and software manufacturers and dealers have mounted exhibition displaying the latest cutting-edge technology in the industry. Sethi here, reporting for Radio Ghana.